Okay, I'm Hartman. Thank you for coming today. On April 8th of this year, we were contacted by a family member over in St. Paul of a gentleman named Tong Pao Hang, who he had not heard from for a day. At that point, we were not given any information that Mr. Hang was in any danger or was in any kind of crisis or emergency situation. So there really wasn't much for us to follow up on. He had only been not heard from for about 12 hours at that point. We were contacted again on April 12th that they still hadn't heard from him and how this was very unusual behavior for him, and we began an investigation. On April 17th, while officers were conducting some follow-up interviews, they were informed of a gunshot that had been heard at 402 Chicago Avenue in the city of Wausau in the basement. At that time, the officers and detectives were granted access, and they saw what they believed to be blood in the basement. We contacted the Wisconsin Crime Lab crime scene response team to assist us in processing the scene, and that was done early morning hours of April 18th. In the meantime, officers and detectives were working all through the night and the next day to develop more information. And at that point, they identified a suspect named Ku Tao. With the assistance of the Milwaukee Police Department, Ku and his girlfriend were taken into custody in Milwaukee. Detectives immediately traveled to the Milwaukee Police Department, where they were being held, and began interviews with them and with other people that had been with them at the time of they were taken into custody. We also recovered, with the assistance of the Milwaukee Police Department, a vehicle that had been borrowed from 402 Chicago Avenue and then later reported as stolen. That vehicle was taken to the Milwaukee Police Department Crime Lab, and we do believe there is evidence in that vehicle that is related to this incident. We are waiting for forensic testing to come back to verify a few things of biological evidence to reassure us that these items are definitely connected. At this point, the investigation is ongoing, and I don't have any further information to release at this time. As I stated in the press release, I will take questions, but it's very early in the investigation. As you understand, these are very complicated and dynamic situations. Things change quickly, and we don't have a lot of other information to share at this point.
How come you guys are treating this as a homicide investigation and not a missing persons case?
Well, it began as a missing persons case, and based on some of the evidence and some of the interviews we've conducted, we believe that Mr. Hang is deceased.
Are you guys still searching for the body? Any idea where that may be?
That information is not being released at this time.
Can you tell us the relationship between Mr. Hang and Mr. Tao?
The relationship between Mr. Hang and Mr. Tao is that Mr. Hang was a friend of Mr. Tao's aunt.
Where is the suspect being held?
The suspect is currently being held in Milwaukee County, and he will be transported back to Marathon County today as what our current plan is.
When do you expect charges to be filed?
I would expect charges to be filed on Monday. However, that should be discussed or asked of the Marathon County District Attorney. And as I indicated earlier, these situations are very dynamic, so that's just what my expectations are at this point. But based on further development or decisions of the district attorney, that may or may not happen.
So, to get this clear, you do have a body or you can't say you have a body?
At this point, we're not releasing any information about Mr. Hang's whereabouts.
Would you say there's a search going on? Could we say, like...
I'm not commenting on
it. Okay. And the house, this 402 Chicago Ave, what's the relation to that? Is that one of their homes or...
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that right now either.
How about the girlfriend of the suspect? Is she still in custody and is she coming back to be charged as well?
She is no longer in custody, and I believe she is back in the area.
It says that the victim was from Minnesota. Do you know what he was doing in Wausau or how long he was here for?
He had come here, I believe, on April 5th, if I remember correctly, and he was visiting a friend. And I believe it was his first visit to Wausau, but I'm not certain on that.
Are you able to release the girlfriend's name?
Not at this time.